Jack Anderson was a columnist for Washington Post, I believe. I'll fix that if not. But he was one of the Washington columnists there, and he, you know, kind of had a famous column where he kind of talked about doings and what's going on in the Capitol. And in this conversation, Nixon and Haldeman have gotten word that Jack Anderson was going to be writing a column about the exploits of the U.S. ambassador to France, who was Arthur Watson, son of the founder of IBM.
Oh, wow.
So he became president of IBM after his dad passed away, and then he moved from being president of IBM to becoming the ambassador to France and some other governmental-type positions. So we're going to hear about what old Arthur got up to on the plane and then kind of move on from there into the locker room talk. So if you could go ahead and start the Wayback Machine there.
We've got the intervention about the Watson story.
He's worried about
it. No, but Jack Anderson is running a story on
yes, Watson.
On Watson. Apparently, and it's got everybody all stirred up, and I think it's just the tempest in a teapot. And Bill Rogers practically ready to break down the crowd about it. He's running a story that Watson, I guess it was on his way back to Paris, I don't know, it may have been on his way over here, but anyway, on the airplane, he was drunk, was demanded a bottle of scotch, the stewardess wouldn't give it to him, so he went up and took one out of the thing, put it in his suitcase, the stewardess took it away, and he was apparently chasing the stewardesses and making proper propositions for them. And
I thought that whole few part of the private commercial flight.
Just very disgraceful conduct. In other words, and some passenger on the plane told Jack Anderson, so Jack Anderson in his helpful attitude is running the story. I guess you move on something like this. In the first place, people, you know, all kinds of people get into trouble with this. The guy had too much to drink and was fooling around with the girls, and that's too bad. And then Bill laughed and says, yeah, I think so. We should be glad it wasn't boys. I mean, most people around here would be.
Because he's been chasing a girl.
that's the way I feel about it. I feel very strongly about it.
Okay.
All right. Well, I wanted to have you stop it halfway through so I could kind of narrate it, but I'll go ahead and just kind of talk about what was going on there. I think, you know, pretty much, so basically it was Haldeman and Nixon up there talking about, so they explained the story. So you understood what Watson was doing on the plane?
He was chasing girls and he stole a bottle of scotch. And what's the big deal? Because it's not like he was chasing boys. And all he was doing was chasing girls.
I guess it was on his way back to Paris. I don't know, it may have been on his way over here. But anyway, on the airplane, he was drunk, was demanded a bottle of scotch. The stewardess wouldn't give it to him, so he went up and took one out of the thing, put it in his suitcase. The stewardess took it away, and he was apparently chasing the stewardesses and making proper propositions for them.
Yeah, so that was kind of it. And then at one point, Haldeman kind of jumps in. They talk about the Chappaquiddick thing. Which happened about...
Oh, that was Chappaquiddick? Okay, so it wasn't like, you know, he was, like, covering up a woman
car. That's what he says. It's like, it's not like he killed a woman, you know, it's not like the end, you know, and Haldeman's like, exactly.
Well, this is why I mean, he's like, worried about him, right? I didn't kill her. That was exactly the point. And someone did he kill her? Someone said, you know, like, it's my belief, you wouldn't want to. And I said, well, just a minute now. The United States Senator sank a girl in a car and left her to die.
So that's like, what they were talking about. And then, yeah, so Nixon's just glad that he's going around chasing girls instead of boys because he couldn't stand for that. So what happens?
Then it's okay.
Yeah, well, then it's okay. And then what happens at the end? What's going on at the end there is when you kind of hear the story repeated is that so Haldeman and Nixon are sitting here talking about this. And then Nixon is like kind of in his plumber's mode where he picks up the phone at the end of the conversation there and he's calling. We're pretty sure it's Kissinger. And he's calling Kissinger and kind of repeating the story to him and just like going, this nonsense, you know, it's not the nonsense of what Watson did that has to stop. Nixon's just more concerned about the leaks coming out.
I want you to know about it. Just to talk about, you would have raised it with me and told me about this Watson story, this Anderson thing. That is the biggest bunch of nonsense I ever saw. Look, people get drunk, people chase girls, and the point is, it's a hell of a lot better for them to get drunk than to take drugs. And it's better to chase girls than boys. Now that's my position, and let's stop this crap.
Oh, just people finding out about
it. Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, it's all just kind of good old fun, just chasing the propositioning the stewardesses and stealing bottles of scotch on the plane. That's fine.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like still a Washington boys club.
Yeah, it's still kind of back
kinda
to the...
Kind of like modern-day Silicon Valley.
Yeah, exactly. Or the modern-day presidency, to tie it back into our your segue that you didn't even know that you'd just given.
Yeah. Oh, right. Just the pussy grab tape.
Yes, exactly. This was like, you know, the president himself wasn't saying that he was grabbing pussies, but I think he was